Drunks in a Podcast.
Welcome, everybody. It is episode 98.
98.
Halloween episode number 3.
3. This is the zombie episode.
Yes.
Everything.
Dr. Puss, I hope you're listening.
I hope you enjoy.
Yeah.
We won't cover everything, obviously, you cover.
No.
Because you're the zombie king.
You are the zombie expert.
But we needed
just drones.
We needed a horror subject, so we went zombies.
Yeah, why not?
Exactly, why not?
I mean, there have been so many good zombie movies.
And it gives us something to talk about, because last week we were kind of like, sequels kind of threw us for a fucking loop all of a sudden.
Yeah.
I don't know, we were kind of prepared, but then all of a sudden we just got fucked on that sequel thing.
But then again, the I think it's the curse of the Night of Living Dead Pale Ale.
Yeah, that shit was rough. And you know what?
I'm going to buy one just to put it away, just to keep it.
Yeah.
Who knows, you know? But, ugh. I do not suggest it to any of our listeners out
but
there.
But the thing is, though, other than the mystery beer, none of those beers are new.
Yeah.
Actually, Magic Hat's big one is the number 9. That's
really?
They sell that as a 6-pack. That's their big beer. So.
Well, that's pretty gay.
Yeah,
it's
all we got
like
was
Sam Adams.
Yeah, we just got the mystery beer.
Oktoberfest? It's the same as last year, but you think it's new.
I know, exactly. So all we got was the mystery beer out of it. So we'll still have to try that. We can skip the Circus Boy.
Yeah, we'll save that for later.
No, not too later. Lucas,
not too late. It is Night of Living Dead beer. And we are on the zombie episode.
Yeah, actually, I think we're going to have to save the mystery beer for the next episode.
Awesome.
Just because of certain rumors I've heard.
Okay.
But we'll see when we get there. But before we get into all of our Halloween-y shit, let's go ahead and let's do Mike's message.
Okay.
Because we just need to hurry up. Not hurry up, but I mean, I doubt it's Halloween-related, so let's just go ahead and do it.
Yeah, definitely. Let's take care of all shit non-Halloween-related at the beginning of our show, definitely.
Yeah, that sounds like a good idea.
All right, having little problems there?
We're having technical difficulties.
Oh, well.
The show is still running fine, obviously.
Yeah.
Just the behind the scenes isn't running so well.
Things that I really shouldn't bring up.
Yeah, exactly.
But I do.
But Lucas does it
every
time, and he's always done that, and it drives me fucking nuts. But oh, well. Here we go.
Hey, Brian, Lucas, and Two Drunks in the Podcast. This is Mike from the Underground Short Bus. I'm on my Drunk to Dialing tour of the OKB. And I've been trying to find that metal podcast that you've been pimping lately in the last few episodes, and I couldn't find it, so I went to your MySpace, and they weren't among your top friends, and so I couldn't find them, and so I thought I'd call you and ask if you... did I already call you today? Tonight? Anyway, I sent you an email or something. Anyways, I don't want to call that. I'm watching Kiss Kiss Bang Bang with Robert Downey Jr. and Val Kilmer. Yeah, it's, I think it's too clever for its own good type movie. It's good, but I'm drunk, and it's only 11:55 p.m. And I've been, I drank half a bottle of vodka.
Hey, right there. That's good.
Yeah.
He's drunk. As is us?
Yes, because we have
should
been
be everyone
around
else.
playing Donkey Konga like the days
of
old.
Before we continue the message, everyone, let's go ahead and let's take
a
shot.
You like taking a shot?
Yes. And what more appropriate than Dr. Puss?
I agree.
For the zombie episode. We're a little too casual. We need to kick off the drinking and start going at it. What?
I went to the liquor store here in Utah. We got the... you can't just go anywhere and buy liquor. You got these specialized liquor stores, and they're few and far between. You can't just go to the corner shop and get some vodka. So I went to the liquor store and I got some vodka. Russian vodka.
Vodka.
Russian vodka.
Sounds very Russian when he says it.
Pretty good.
Vodka.
Anyway, that was all about that metal show, metal podcast, whatever it's called. You got to put them in your top friends, or else nobody's gonna find out about it. You ever eat Pringles? You know the barbecue.
Pringles are good.
I got a stack of barbecue Pringles when I'm watching a movie. Hey, October, right? And you're like all into the horror stuff. Have you seen the movie Sunshine? It's this science fiction thing. It's got a bunch of Chinamen in it. It's a good time. You gotta watch it. Sunshine. Okay, BitTorrent. Some bitch.
Yeah, I got it BitTorrented. I have the movie Sunshine.
Really?
It's I think it's Danny Boyle. I might be wrong, but I know the guy from 28 Days Later, Cillian Murphy's in it.
Yeah.
They try to reignite the sun or whatever. It's a really wild fucking movie.
Sweet.
No, he's not shitting. It's a good fucking movie.
Oh, I believe
it. It was really underrated. I don't think anyone really talked it up.
Right.
But I got a copy of it. It comes out on DVD soon.
Sweet.
But either if you don't check it out now illegally.
Yeah.
Definitely get it when it comes out, because no shit, it is a good movie.
Hell yeah.
Not Little Miss Sunshine, that fucking, Jesus fucking Christ, Little Miss Sunshine. It's just Sunshine, all by itself, one word, Sunshine. Okay, they're gonna kickstart the sun or something. Anyway, go. Lucas for president, even though he ain't gay.
He's gay. Why did he say you weren't gay?
No, he said... I don't know. Oh, no, he said, Lucas for president, even though you hate gays.
Oh, I thought he said because you weren't
gay.
Yeah,
I actually
and I was
did
like,
have
dude,
to. When I checked that
gay.
Message out tonight, I had to listen to it twice to hear what he said.
Oh, I'm sure he said
that's
you were
what
gay.
He said, Lucas for president, even though you hate gays.
Lucas is gay, and his vice president can be the devil.
True.
William, whichever one, it doesn't matter.
Oh, but one thing I wanted to say. Oh! To answer his question, the podcast is Full Metal Podcast.
They are on our friends at Podomatic.
That's the thing. Mike, Kevin, these guys are at Podomatic. I mean, they may be at MySpace, but I haven't even searched for them at MySpace because they've never contacted us through MySpace. I've only heard from these guys through Podomatic. Which is also where our friend Dr. Puss is. So if you want to hear that, then just go to Podomatic or twodrunks.podomatic.com and look at our friends and you'll find them. I think theirs is fullmetalpodcast.podomatic.com, but I'm not positive. So,
How about a little more enthusiasm there, Lucas?
No, I want to say...
You sound like a dragon dick. Come on now. Not like a dragon dick.
I sound like a dragon dick?
Not like a fire-breathing dragon dick.
Wow.
You sound like a dragon dick, like a dick that's dragging on the ground.
Ah, I see. I sound like I'm in pain. Well, lots of pain.
You're putting us in pain, so keep going with a little more enthusiasm. How about you get a little... Get a little crazy.
Okay. Here's my
thing. No, not radio. I didn't say get radio with it. I said get
crazy.
Here's
how I'm going to get enthused, Brian.
Okay.
I wanted to give my... When we were listening to his message, Mike's message, and I went, oh, wait. It's because it finally popped in my head, and Brian's the one who brought it to my attention, so he's the one who should get the credit for this, even though it's not credit. It's just saying congratulations to Real Horror Podcast and Dr. Puss.
For being mentioned in Rue Morgue.
Exactly.
Their 10th anniversary Halloween edition this month. Rue Morgue's a Canadian horror magazine, arts and literature, horror, whatever. But they did an article called Attack of the Podcasters or something. So they have a couple little directories in there, a little bit of information. And so they have a little bit on Real Horror Podcast about Mike and Mike and Dr. Puss. So that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
They also had another podcast that we've...
I saw Real Horror Pod.
Night of the Living Podcast.
Oh, yeah.
No. And Rocky Horror Podcast.
Yeah.
Actually, there's pictures of Night of the Living Podcast, those guys, with Sid Haig at a HorrorCon. And, I mean,
hell yeah.
I'm not saying shit, but Night of the Living Podcast kind of suck ass.
I haven't heard of them.
They're not anywhere near the caliber of Mike and Mike.
Right.
I mean, they had a small. You saw
they
had bigger.
Well, I heard they had a little. There's some kind of tie in with those two. This was a long time ago. I don't know if it still exists, but I thought there was a little tie-in with a couple of listeners.
Yeah, but you've seen the big...
But naturally, not anything compared to like the tie-in between Real Horror Podcast and Dr. Puss's show.
Well, you saw...
Nothing like that.
You saw, whatchamacallit, the bigger articles they had on certain podcasts.
You're right.
I think they should have done it for real horror. I don't think. I think they even had Dread Central on there. They had all kinds of fucking ones on there. I didn't see that one.
Here's the thing. It's because I can't really blame them because I don't know. I'm not out there listening to all these other horror podcasts.
No, when I picked Real Horror and that was done.
From horror, I go to Real Horror Podcast.
And I go to Dr. Puss for zombies.
I mean, it's simple as that. I don't go around looking for other horror podcasts. I have what I think is the best or what I think I've already heard of that's good enough to me to make me not want to go find somebody better.
Yeah. No,
or
I agree.
Or attempt to find somebody better. I mean, hey. They do their shit, they've got some connects, they get some people on their show, and what can I say?
So yes, congratulations to them.
Yes.
For that. So Lucas, it is our zombie episode.
That's correct.
Zombies are around, so we're gonna load up. We're gonna prepare for the zombie apocalypse.
And I do have to warn you though, we've just started the zombie episode. You may want to take out one sound effect you have in your magical, limited soundboard that we have. Until I actually put some work into it and get this shit functional.
What is it?
You gotta get an actual gun sound effect in our sound. All we can do right now is just scare away the zombies by reloading our gun.
We can just reload our gun.
Click, click, click.
But you know what? It's okay. Because we're prepared.
Oh yeah,
we're prepared for this episode, and for here till the end of the Halloween episodes, because we got our hands on a very, very awesome book that's going to help us.
Hell yeah!
Throughout the
it's in his pocket.
Check it out. It's How to Survive a Horror Movie.
Nice.
By Seth Graham Smith. All right, this is gonna. I promise you, we're gonna go and consult this book.
Okay.
Quite a bit. Through the next couple episodes, all the way to Halloween. I'm sure of it.
So
we're going to leave this in our empty chair since we have had no guests.
Join us for
our Halloween episodes.
I mean, we have a guy that wants to come on, but I don't know him well enough to know that he's a horror or Halloween type guy. So I'm like, fuck it, wait till November.
Well, we need Dank to show up because he's a vital part of the Halloween episode.
Yes.
So he needs to show up.
And we never went into, we're not going into it yet, but I think we should start on this episode. Just start, maybe, what I'm thinking, since we had 9 total Halloween episodes, correct?
Yes.
We've already missed 2, alright? Now, one of the things everybody sees if you go to our MySpace page is the Curse of the Queer Wolf.
Yes.
I think what we should do, since, man, everybody, we've tried to get all this coordinated, but we've had so much shit, it's hard.
Yeah.
But what I'd like you to do, and you could tell me yes or no, but do it live, but do it. 1 page. And if you want us to go paragraph to paragraph, we can. 1 page per episode. Because I know it's a 7 page.
Well, actually, the funny thing is we don't know where Curse of the Queer Wolf is. That's why it's not recorded for this week.
Oh.
Curse of the Queer Wolf is now missing.
What?
The entire story is missing. I've been searching for it. I know, isn't that some bullshit? As we start the story, it's now missing. We will fill it in. By Halloween, it will be complete. But
we can just go off the top of our heads since it's improv.
We'll be alright.
The Curse of the Queer Wolf.
We're going to reobtain Curse of the Queer Wolf. We're going to be alright.
I hope so.
Trust me. You got to trust me. We're going to retain it.
I trust you. I'm taking a shot.
I'm going to take a shot, too, and everybody
I'm starting to go through these pictures now when we're going through our episodes. Like, the 2 episodes that went up, 96 and 97, have that one.
Which one? This one?
Tomorrow, either you or I have to change our picture and just keep moving along the chain.
Yep, until...
Yes.
So, zombies...
Zombies are fantastic.
Zombies have been done now pretty much every way possible. They're now about to come out on what?
They're on a plane. Perfected all of the ways that they've been portrayed. Like for example, the remake of Day of the Dead or Dawn of the Dead. Yeah,
Dawn of the Dead. The Day of the Dead remake has not come out yet.
No, the Dawn of the Dead remake, where they start making them faster. Making the zombies faster. They have not perfected that yet. As far as making them all at least, you know...
Well...
Within... We all know in the older zombie movies, they were slower. They were a lot slower.
Yeah.
Kind of...
Well, it depends. That's the Romero style.
Right.
Now, they weren't really as slow and as stupid in the Return of the Living Dead movies. Like Dan O'Bannon's Return of the Living Dead, there's one part where the Tar Man, there's a girl locked in a locker in the basement, and the Tar Man wraps the chain around the door and cranks the chain to rip the door open. So, I mean, there's actually thought process going on with those zombies as compared to, like, Romero's slow walking, shoot them in the head, kill the zombies, and walk by them.
But you do have to say Romero did also come around on that whole era of thinking zombies when he made Land of the Dead.
Yes, but because I can't handle the one zombie that's like the anti-hero leader zombie. That's bull fucking shit.
But
that's
then
stupid.
Again, I mean,
that's fucking stupid.
No, but hear me out. If you could, it's more of a animal nature. And that sounds stupid, come from me, but I'm actually
like
have
bees,
a decent...
like bees. It's like
bees
the
and
queen
no,
bee.
What I'm saying. Bees,
was that black
ants,
guy the queen bee?
Bees, ants, humans. We have a president. We have a leader in whatever country.
Yeah, but
we're
if our president said, "Let's walk through this river and attack this city," I'm gonna say, "Fuck you, dude.
No, do it yourself." I'm just saying that lions. You got the king of the jungle. The one lion that's
the like the Lion
leader.
King.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I guess you could say
for
a particular pack, yes.
Okay.
Who's protecting I mean, there are certain things.
Dude,
you
but he uses a gun.
Life.
He uses a gun.
That I can't explain.
That I didn't even really like in the original Day of the Dead when Bub the zombie uses the gun and salutes, and I'm like, I don't know, it was too melodramatic. Like, that's why the Return of the Living Dead, where it's funny, the funnier it was, the scarier it was, I thought.
Right.
But the more serious the other movies got, I'm like, this is ridiculous.
But you gotta also, and once again, I am probably the only person who will ever say it. Land of the Dead. And I've missed out on a couple of sequels of the Return of the Living Dead. I've missed out on a couple of them, but, and even going back to the original. Night of Living Dead, Dawn of the Dead, you know, that series. Land of the Dead is my favorite cooperation of, you got your decently big stars, you've got, you know, John Leguizamo, Dustin Hopper, you've got Shaun of the Dead doing a cameo role.
Him and Ed.
Yeah.
And you had,
and,
of course,
and
the chick was Asia Argento.
Actually, one of the things is, with that, I really liked, because he saw, from him remaking the Dawn of the Dead, you know, with all those people, I was about to name off actors, but I don't want to anymore.
Mekhi Phifer. Ving Rhames, Sarah Polley.
Yeah. But that one, between that and Land of the Dead, came Shaun of the Dead, making fun of all of his movies and everybody else who was making zombie movies and just horror movies. The fact that he took that movie and incorporated the end result of the movie into the last, as we have it right now, Romero zombie movie.
Well, no, that's just the last one we've seen.
As we have right now.
Yeah.
But he took that, which he never apparently thought about, when he was making his other ones, the fact that if humans could actually overpower the zombies and kind of neutralize them, that they could use them for their own gain. Use them as slaves, actually. Use them to just do shit and be entertaining. You know?
Dude, we manufacture, like, aspirin. They can't open a door. How the fuck are we having problems against zombies?
Yeah.
What? That doesn't... It doesn't balance out. What is our problem? Are we just so fucking retarded? I mean... Okay, Romero zombies. You walk right by them, okay? Yeah. If I'm going to be worried, they're not even zombies, because technically, you know, horror fans, they're not zombies. The 28 days later, rage-infected humans. Fuck zombies. Those fucking things scare the piss out of me. They fucking run, like, super fast, spit that shit everywhere, and you're like, you don't even have time to think. They bite you, you're like, oh my god, I'm going to, and you've already turned, man. It's too fucking late. You've already fucking turned.
Never mind.
What?
I was going to say, it's not like something we're going to get into next episode. And I'll do a little preview. It's only a 10-second preview. Just saying, it's not like when Lestat bites Brad Pitt and he's sitting there going, do I want to change? Do I just want to die here?
Yeah, you don't really get a time to think about it.
Oh, okay, I'll change. Okay, give me some blood. Okay, now I have probably about 3 minutes of movie time to explain how I'm feeling right now until I actually change into a vampire.
Yeah, that's kind of ridiculous. But again, we'll discuss that.
Exactly.
All right, everyone take a shot.
You like taking a shot?
Take a nice big Halloween shot.
Feel like taking a shot?
Oh, man. So, Lucas.
Feel like taking shots with you.
That is scary. Okay, so what would be... All right. Someone gives you money, right?
Okay.
Say the Weinstein Company, Harvey Weinstein.
Okay.
Right, those cocksuckers. They're like, they give you a big budget.
Right.
You have got to make an innovative zombie movie.
Right. An innovative zombie movie.
It's all been done.
Okay.
Zombies in airplanes, underwater, boats, malls, streets.
Okay.
Where are you going to go with a zombie movie?
I'm going to go with a zombie movie. Well, see, I was going to do zombies in space, but that's not going to work. See, here's the thing. Zombies...
Yes, why isn't this going to work? Let us know.
The only way you get zombies in space... Or if you take humans, or should I say, the only way you're going to have a zombies in space movie is if you have humans in space at the same time, in the same area, which would never happen.
Okay, well, say this then. Say a zombie outbreak happened here on Earth, okay? Go ahead.
I just came up with the number one idea.
Okay.
This is going to be a number one...
That's what you're going for.
Box seller.
That's what you're going for. What is it?
Alright, everybody thinks, okay, UFOs could be real, right?
Right.
It could be. We could have other... Actually, more than likely, we have other things out in the galaxy that are not human.
Yeah.
That are, quote-unquote, aliens, not from Mexico. Or...
That's a scary thought.
Well, you know. Or they could be Mexican aliens.
That is even scarier. Terrifying.
Yeah.
That... No, Vincent... Not a funny thing.
Well, you never know.
You try laughing in Spanish, buddy. It won't be so funny to you. Vincent Priso.
Second laugh. But think about this. Think about Independence Day.
Okay.
My zombie movie, the Martians, quote-unquote, or aliens, quote-unquote, will be as smart as... The aliens that are in Independence Day, to where they are, you know, as far as in Independence Day, they were smart enough to be picking up on all of the human satellites to hear what's going on. They already know what's going to happen, but...
So basically you'd have, like,
nerd zombies in outer space or something?
No. I mean, it's regular zombies.
Super intelligent zombies.
Regular zombies, however.
Hey, the aliens in Independence Day were pretty fucking smart. They were using our own satellite signals to broadcast their communications.
But then again, other humans have thought that as well. Other humans, I'm just saying,
yes, but other humans
on a smaller scale. Because humans can only do so much, really. We can really only do so much. But on a smaller scale, other humans in wars that have actually happened use their own CB contacts between each other, against each other. You know, shit like that already goes on. So that's kind of somewhat realistic. But actually just have... Well, never mind. I'm sorry. My movie sucks. You are right. Because no matter what happens, the aliens would be smart enough just to go, okay, zip, 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 zip. Okay, there are no more zombies.
Well, see, what you could do is you could have the Earth, plagued with zombies like in so many movies. So there's a space colony in outer space that's where they're moving people to. And somehow an infected person gets on board. It's been done, okay?
Yeah.
All right, but with enough advertising...
Well, hell, look at Aliens.
Yeah. With enough advertising, your movie could be a box office.
Yeah.
You never know.
But I don't think so. I mean,
don't either.
Just
I was just trying to make
it
feel better, Lucas.
All it would be was the alien... If there was a zombie on board a ship going to an alien planet, once it walked off, it'd be like, zip! And the alien just shoot it out of existence. Like, okay, the one zombie in space has just vanished. Movie over. Sorry.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, in a zombie movie, the best thing to do
surf
is to call
Doc. Surf zombies must die.
Yeah, from, what was it, our Real Horror Podcast, April Fool's Day episode, where we said that there was going to be a...
That would be an awesome
movie.
Where
we said there was going to be a Blood Rain 2.
Was it Surf Nazi Zombies?
Surf Nazis.
It was something about Nazis, zombies,
do you remember us talking about Blood Rain 2?
Yes.
Yeah, they're going to actually do that. Uwe Boll's going to do that. And you know what? I think we even joked about a Serenity 2.
We did.
And they're actually... There actually might be a Serenity 2 on the way. Because the special edition DVD has
Mike, I know you're not listening, but gotta change those episode names from April Fools or whatever.
To We Are Fools.
To
Two Drunks Are Fools.
Two Drunks Predict Future.
Yes. And we'll change our picture to like a National Enquirer picture.
Exactly.
Because that's ridiculous shit.
National Enquirer, Reader's Digest, either way.
Lucas, dude.
Yeah.
What weapon? What weapon are you going to use? Where are you going to find a weapon when they come?
See, here's the thing. I really wish we weren't here when we're talking about this, because I know you and I... Okay. We've already given praise to Real Horror, but we're ripping them off for a couple of minutes here. Even though we're not ripping them off, because I'm sure other shows have also talked about the same thing. Carbone's great idea for surviving a zombie attack.
Yes, but that's...
But that is specific to him. Because it has to be.
Yes,
he's
that's
taking
true.
Into account everywhere he may be when zombies are attacking.
But we're going to be fine because we have the zombie survival guide.
I know, but we're in an area that can be very easily populated.
Dude,
I'm just saying...
But if we get in the car and we can at least make it to Dr. Puss, we're fine.
That's true.
We're fine, okay?
But then again, well, that's true.
He's read every zombie book and zombie movie.
We're only technically 2 hours from West Virginia.
Dude, we will find Dr. Puss.
Yeah.
Okay? That is the guy to go to. So anyone, when the zombies do come, hopefully you've listened to this episode.
Yes.
So only two drunks listeners and listeners of the original Kings of Vulgarity will survive the zombie apocalypse. Because you all know to get in contact with us. We will then in turn contact Dr. Puss.
Yes.
He will have the bus ready.
Yes.
We will all load up.
Well, we'll go cross country.
Well, we're not going to tour, Lucas. It's a zombie apocalypse.
No,
we're not
a
tour.
I'm not saying go here, here, and here. I'm just saying... You go Virginia.
Lucas wants
I
to hit the major capitals
the bus,
of the United
pick
States.
Up Puss, and then just go cross country.
What about Gus?
We don't need Gus.
He'll start a fuss.
Fuck Fuss and Gus. I'm saying just
Fuss
pick up
wasn't
Dr.
actually
Fuss,
a person, Lucas.
And then go over to California, pick up Mike and Mike, and then go upwards about maybe, or I'm sorry, downwards. No, sideways, actually. A couple of hours.
Wait a minute, not to be a dick. Not to be a dick. But do you want to really pick up Michael Sean Becker and...
hell yeah,
well, hold on. Wait, stop.
Okay.
Before you get all, you know, okay. California surfer, hell yeah, dude, on me. Listen to what I got to say, Scooby-Doo, all right? Do you really want to pick up Michael Sean Becker and Kevin? Because they both have wives and kids, which make it a lot harder to keep up with everybody, you know?
Wait, can I stop you?
Yes, you can stop me.
Here's where you are wrong.
Okay, tell me how I'm wrong.
Well, here's where you're right and you're wrong. You okay. are right in the fact that they will have their wives and their kids.
Yes, okay.
Here's the thing. Okay. Yes, I know.
Lucas is going to butt-fuck them and send them into oblivion, right? That's what you're planning on doing, gayinator.
If we need... All right, think about if you're a fat kid. Think you're a 13-year-old, like... 160-pound, 5'4" male, just running from a dog. You're fat as hell at that age,
dude. You're done. What the fuck is the problem here?
You're fat, so you have food, and what you do is you throw the food out. The dog eats the food, and you get away, right?
Right, but you don't have brains in your pocket.
We have two kids. Okay. That I'm just saying.
Look, what you're missing out on.
I don't want to kill their kid,
but
that saves the lives.
Guess what?
Of all the other people in there,
what you're missing
two
the
kids
point
are
is here.
Worth it.
When you go to throw their kids, you're going to start a confrontation, and we don't have time for you guys to pitter patter and fight. All right, we're running from zombies. We don't have time for you guys to go. Did you just throw my kid?
Oh, yeah, I just threw your kid.
And you can say, I mean, we don't have time for that fucking shit,
really,
man.
That'd be funny if they went, did you throw...
Lucas, did you throw my kid?
Hey, Lucas.
Lucas, not to be a dick or to interrupt you or anything, but... excuse me, Lucas, if I could just have a moment of your time. You didn't happen to, you didn't have to throw my daughter to the brain-hungry...
The
flesh-eating zombies, did you? I mean, I'm not accusing them. I'm just wondering. Because I'm looking around and I don't see her anymore. So,
man, I see that one zombie over there looking mighty happy.
You kind of look like you got sweat on your brow.
Yeah.
You kind of look like you might have thrown your arm out, like throwing something. I don't know. Maybe about 13 years old, 60, 70 pounds. I don't know. But I'm not accusing you. I'm just wondering because it looks... Like, you know, I see a Keds, little yeah. Keds shoe laying at your foot. Maybe,
they look mighty familiar.
Maybe that's her shoe. The barrette in your hand, Lucas, with that chunk of hair, that kind of looks like my daughter's hair.
Well, you know, what can you do? We have to save ourselves. You can make another kid.
Guess what?
You're young enough.
Guess
You're
what?
All young enough.
10 minutes of this conversation would have never taken place. You all would have been fucking dead, dude.
Yeah.
Because I wouldn't have turned around to save you guys.
I would have.
You know, there's a greeting card that I wanted to send to all of you for Halloween. It actually says something about good friends and
something
whatever.
About fuck you all.
No, it's about having good friends and all this, but, you know, in the zombie apocalypse, I'm going to trip you and leave you behind or something to the effect.
That's
exactly
up.
What
See,
I would do. Dude, I would leave you behind for the zombies
that.
To eat you.
That I understand, but
I would have to get away.
Well, you wouldn't have to leave me because you wouldn't be near me when the zombie apocalypse happens.
Lucas, you
You'd
wouldn't know
right
it would
here.
Happen.
I knew that.
You
That's
would be
true.
Laying there, and they could be moaning all around yes. you, and you wouldn't hear them. You
That's
are
true.
Already dead, sir.
Yes.
There is no hope
no,
for you.
No, but here's the thing.
No
if,
hope.
If, let's just say if.
If you
hear
them?
You also take into account. Are we, okay, first, are we dealing with fast-moving zombies, or... Decently, just
hey,
zombies.
Even scarier.
You
hey,
have to give me an answer.
I got one for you. Even scarier. They're miscellaneous. Some are fast,
okay,
some are slow.
Okay, that's
Whoa!
Fair, that's fair,
hey,
that's
even
fair.
Better.
Here's
some
thing.
You can shoot in the head to kill them. Some you can't.
I understand.
You don't know. It's
Here's
like
the
a
thing. Here's the
mystery
thing.
Egg.
Here's why I brought up the whole thing. But when we're talking about zombies and the zombie apocalypse. I would not want to be here.
Feel like taking a shot.
Okay. Oh, shit. Hey,
I got one.
Feel like taking a
All right,
shot.
I'll take mine.
And everyone take yours at home. Dusty, I know you're suffering because I don't think you like the horror shit, but take your shot. If you're not listening.
What I was saying was...
You're fucking dead to us.
Keep going. What I was saying was if we were at my house recording for whatever reason, I really do think we have a better chance.
Are you shitting me, Lucas? You live 10 feet up the hill from a retirement home.
I know.
Are you fucking retarded?
But here's the thing. Here's the thing.
No, Lucas. When the zombie apocalypse breaks out and the power goes out, 40 people down below you, when the life support cuts, they're fucking gone, Lucas. They are old sacks of shit living below you.
But, they have to be bitten. They have to be bitten.
Bullshit. That depends on whose view you're looking at. You know, we could be looking at the whole Dawn of the Dead view.
I'm
about to
say, or
when
Evil, or they just drop a gas down and it's a...
Or, you know, when there's no more room in hell, the dead will walk the earth.
It could
be that. It could be that. Or, it could be like the Return of the Living Dead trioxin shit.
A minute, ten, just a minute, ten.
I don't know,
seconds.
I gotta tell you something real fast,
at seven, okay.
And I've been meaning to tell you this from the beginning of the episode, but we're about 30 minutes in, and it's kind of itching, and it's kind of bothering me.
Okay.
So I think I should tell somebody. I haven't told anyone yet, but I'm going to tell
you.
All right. I had to go to Ock Health the other day for my yearly checkup.
Right.
Right? So the lady tells me that they've got a new vaccination that we all have to take because we work in research, right?
Right.
Well, she shuts the blinds. She pulls out this needle. And it's got this weird, weird yellow glowing shit in it, man.
Hmm.
I've never seen shit like this, all right?
Urine?
So I ask her what it is. No, I try to ask her, and she tries to blow it off as it's a vaccination for something that we can get from the monkeys, okay? So before I can, you know, ask to see any more paperwork about it, boom. She sticks me, dude.
Mm.
My whole arm's been sore since Thursday.
All right.
Really itches. Right behind my neck. I've got this area where all the skin, I don't know, just keeps ripping right off.
Right.
It's like scabby. I don't know. It's bothering me.
You
see where the bitch poked me?
I see it. You may want to get that looked at.
And I'm really hungry.
How?
And I've eaten.
Yeah.
I went upstairs and I found some hamburger meat.
Did you cook it?
Sure.
Okay. Good. That's a good thing. That means you're not a cannibal yet. Thank God.
I cooked the butter that I dumped on top of it.
Why'd you put butter on your hamburger?
Because it was raw. And I wanted it to taste better.
That's fair enough.
I don't know, man. Ever since the shot, I've just been a little weird. But I just continue. I mean, I just had to tell somebody.
What was I talking about?
I don't know. Lately, my memory's kind of been short.
Well, mine too, but that's because I'm a pothead.
I
kind of want to
speak and... What? Don't call me a zombie, you bitch-ass ninja. What the fuck are you? Who are you to call me a zombie?
I'm a ninja.
Yeah, exactly. You're the one that dies 25 minutes into a movie.
Yeah.
27 minutes, your girlfriend dies.
Bust the butt, nigga. What?
See, that wasn't ninja. You just broke the rules. You broke the rules.
No rules. This is two drunks in a podcast. I'm afraid of.
Emphasize the drunk part. Unfortunately, Lucas wouldn't survive in a zombie takeover because, as you can tell, he stays drunk most of the time. So he probably wouldn't be able to make it out of his front door.
You're wrong.
He might even go hug a zombie as it bites him on the shoulder.
Here's the thing. All I need to do is make myself some fencing. And they can't get up.
Sure, they won't be able to get around your fencing.
They can't. I mean, literally, from where I live, if I can mobilize the troops, meaning, let's see, let me just close my eyes and say, 1, 2, 3, 4... 5 houses on this street.
How do you know they're not already zombies,
no,
dude?
Wait, I don't know yet. I'm just thinking about how many people
if
I have.
If you're smart,
wait,
you're going
to
go...
I'm just thinking about how many people I have to maybe help or end up hurting
us. You know
the
best place to go around here,
don't
you? We
have 5 homes.
Fuck them. You don't
and
need them. Do you want any of those people?
Buildings.
Fuck those people. Let them die. Let them die. You know where you need to head?
Where? Bear Church?
There's only two buildings.
Well, Bear Church, nobody will fuck me there in case there's a lot of them following
Dude,
me.
Dude, I don't think they're trying to fuck you. They're zombies. They're not faggots, no, okay? It's not Night of the Living Gaywads.
That's the only place where I would actually have a decent chance to actually maybe, if one actually got close to me, to throwing it
yeah,
off.
Yeah, but you would never know what's going on. You'd never know when you could return to the real life. I'm telling you where you can go and fend off and okay. still see what's going on. There's two places down Main Street where you could get to.
Down on Main Street.
That have one opening, one old set of steps each that would be easy to knock out so you could have the second floor and no one could get up there. The Kemper Mansion
right.
and the library.
True.
Or the Waverly Owl.
Or my house. In my...
The lighthouse?
No, my
The house, Lucas Lighthouse.
My house in the attic. Even though we would actually be in kind of danger, if there happened to be, for some odd reason, some gang activity...
Actually, Lucas would be alright because his dad's got like 500 old Playboys in his attic.
Yes.
So that, I'm sure Lucas will survive.
That and 15,000 boxes of hats. My dad's... Okay, here's the thing. Most people think that... Wait.
Hat on the zombie. Lucas sits on top of the roof and just tosses hats on the zombie's heads.
Most dads out there in America have some kind of gathering hobby of, you know, collecting a certain thing. Not only does my dad collect stamps, he collects coins and...
Collects porno.
Hat. Well, yeah. Porno.
And hats.
Hats.
Hats and porno. They go hand in hand.
I'd rather his 15 boxes were filled with porno than...
Than hats?
Hats.
I agree.
Hats that his bald ass will never wear again.
I really need a cigarette because my arm is really fucking bothering
me. Then let's
me.
Go ahead, get ourselves a cigarette, and everybody unhinge your jaw for the funniness that is the Halloween hoedown. If you don't enjoy it, then I guess you should have listened to it when it first or maybe ABC Family.
Whatever. He doesn't know what he's talking about. We'll be back. Right? Are you going to make any sly comment? You usually do.
No. I was going to leave you with... We'll be right back.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Hey, let's do the Halloween hoedown.
Every time it's Halloween, go make room. Because I have the world's best costume. Yep, you see me. Get a sheet, man, because I'll pull it over my head and go as a Ku Klux Klan.
Halloween's the only time I get a girl. That's the only time I really give it a whirl. Never get anyone pregnant. How is that, you ask? Well, it's real easy. I wear a rubber mask. This Halloween, I thought it would be fair if I gave all the kids one real big scare. It went way too far and now I'm being sued. This is the last year that I go as a nude. I have the most horrifying costume you've ever seen. When the children see me, they run away and scream. When it comes to costume, there is none more scary. I put on stupid glasses and go out as Drew Carey.
What did they just listen to?
I don't know.
I think it was Halloween Hoedown.
Oh, so, yeah.
Lucas was going to try to find some more vintage Halloween songs like he did last week, but he came up with a bunch of country shit. But you're still going to hear it regardless.
Exactly.
But it's definitely a lot more country.
There's the Elvis one, too.
Yes, there is the Elvis
one. And I have another one which I did not put on the disc, which is a part of our new intro, which you have not heard yet, because you only have dial-up and you can only hear a certain, like, 2 seconds of a thing.
Yes, you're right. But soon, coming in January, Two Drunks... We'll take a new turn as we drift into the age of high-speed internet.
Yeah.
You will see new things. You will be able to call the show. You'll be able to hear it live,
we'll
probably.
We'll be able to post it same day.
Yes. it's going to be pretty neat to see what happens. But it'll be in January, so you'll still have to listen to our Christmas episodes.
And you'll still have to wait, like, weeks before you'll get an episode.
Yeah. Okay. Whatever. Fuck them. Does anyone know who's in the Undead Dojo?
I don't.
We sure don't. But, and you know what? It doesn't even matter if they died last week, because it's the Undead Dojo. How many times can the dead die anyways? It doesn't matter.
Exactly.
So we're going to put you in it, Lucas.
Okay.
I want to put you in it.
I know I didn't fight last week, I don't think.
And you know what? You're going to fight Art of Ruin.
All right.
I don't know if he fought last week or not.
Oh, kick his merry ass!
I don't know if he fought or not. I think he fought Dusty and beat Dusty. It doesn't really fucking matter, because you're going to fight him anyways.
I'll rip his throat out and then make him a zombie.
You're gonna roll for PDP, obviously. No, I'm going to roll for PDP. You're going to roll for Art of Ruin. That's I refuse.
Fucked up.
I refuse to roll for Art of Ruin. Not that I have any problem with him. I just feel like being a bitch. Really.
I really have no problem. Goddamn shit.
Okay, well, fuck you. Fuck you, you little bastard, with your fucking fake-ass fucking London bullshit European accent.
He's still going to be messing
fucking
me
on thumb-sucking,
fucking
faggot-ass
Xbox
motherfucking
Live every 5 seconds
dick-sucking,
cum-drinking,
puke-cleaning, ass-ramming, piece-of-shit, butt-pirate motherfucker. Yeah. All right, here we go. I'm rolling for PDP.
Well, PDP.
The dice roller.
By Dusty.
By Dusty.
Via Germany.
That is a 4-1-3, Lucas. That looks like an 8 for PDP. Let's see what old Art of Ruin gets in the Undead Dojo.
6-1-3. That is a 10.
10. God damn it, Lucas.
You should have let me roll for me.
You got a 5-1-1.
Got 7, so I'm a 15. Now I'm going to lose. Badly.
You're going
to... I'm rolling for Art.
Yeah, you are going to lose. You're going to lose.
3, 4, 2. That is a 9. That is a 9.
19 to 15. Lucas,
I'll roll.
Yeah, Art of Ruin goes first.
See how impossible it will be for Petipet
to pull this off.
1, 3, 5.
9. Puts him at, what, 28?
That is impossible.
6, 4, 2.
12. I lost by 1.
Oh, my God. You lost by 1 fucking point.
Like the Bills. Yay. Yes.
Unfortunately, the Bills did lose to the Dallas Cowboys.
Fuck them.
Fuck them. So, Art of Ruin, you continue on. Even if you got beat last week, you're obviously continuing on this week.
Yes.
So we're going to turn to our How to Survive a Horror Movie. We're going to see what we need to do against...
Just throw in a random page, sir.
Here we go. Chapter 4, I think. Ghost Zombies in the Reanimated. All right. Let's see how we can survive this zombie attack, Lucas. It's ghosts. How to Kill the Living Dead. We need to arm ourselves, Lucas. What are you going to use? Rifles, shotguns, bombs, missiles? What's your weapon of choice, Lucas?
Shotgun.
Shotgun?
Well, I've actually used, since really to go for the heads, the main option for zombies, I'd use a high caliber pistol.
Would you?
Because compared to a shotgun, even though a shotgun has a better chance of hitting the head, you have to at least reload it every 2 shots. So, I mean, I think if you go with the high-powered pistol, high-powered handgun, in it, whether it's automatic, semi-automatic, or whatever, go with that, you get a little bit more bang for your buck, and you have more chance of living. Because, but I do have to say this, if you're good enough with the shotgun, you can work that out better, because shotguns are easier to place on your body.
True.
Within your pockets, whether you have the strips across the chest. Now, clips for a pistol is a little bit more tricky, because they're bulkier. And if you have a revolver, now that's even trickier. Because you have to pull it out, and then pull it in your pocket, and reach out, and fill in the 6 holes, flip it, and keep shooting.
Yeah, you're fucked.
Then doing it again. But I think a high-powered pistol or semi-automatic, and you're good to go.
Lucas, with the current situation with my my arm,
right?
I would like to read you my last semi-living will and testament.
Okay.
I, Brian, being of sound, blood-enriched mind and living body, do hereby wish the following three steps to be executed with all due expedience and in the order specified. In the event of my transformation, whether accidental or otherwise, into a zombie. Number one, my head shall be forcibly removed from my body.
I wouldn't do it.
Number two, no less than five bullets shall be fired point blank from a high-powered rifle into my brain. And number three, my hand... That's my head. My eyes are starting to go. My head and body shall be burned until nothing but ashes remain. I leave these instructions of my own free will on this day, October 13th.
2007.
It can't be It can't be October 13th.
Yeah, it is.
Yes, it is. Saturday. Oh, my God. It's Saturday the 13th. That's so scary. And I signed it.
Here's my problems with that.
Lucas, I hope you don't have too many problems with it.
I don't have problems. I can do it if I'm
starting to
force.
Starting to feel a little weird. Maybe,
what?
Maybe we should take a shot.
All right. Feel like taking a shot. Dr. Push better be drinking. Feel like taking a shot.
He is. Dr. Puss.
Feel like taking a shot. What? And you.
Lucas.
Sir.
Information.
All right, everybody, please, everybody, go give us a call, if you will. Give us a call at 206-202-3177. You can find us at myspace.com/twodrunksandapodcast. Even twodrunks.podomatic.com. And for everybody who's out there wondering, hey, what's the new feed? What's the new feed? Just go into iTunes, do another search. For Drunks, that is D-R-U-N-K-S, Drunks, and you will find both our regular feed with our crappy-ass red logo that we had, and our regular logo, which only has some of our earlier episodes, and that's when I will hopefully be updating to where they will have all of our episodes, because thus far I've not seen any.
Lucas. Members.
But before you say whatever vulgarity, you're going to say, everybody
Kings.
Go to myspace.com/originalkingsofvulgarity.com. Oh, minus the .com, because you've already put the .com with the MySpace, motherfucker.
Intern
pay attention.
Intern gay wife.
He's not our intern anymore, Zombie Brian.
Brains.
Yeah. All right, everybody. If you'd like to send Brian's brains, please just email me for some information. I'll give you his address, and we get the shit taken care of. And maybe we'll be able to have another episode. So, for now, while I try to figure out what to do with my co-host here, I'm going to play you a funky song. Which probably sucks, but it's Halloween related, so you'll enjoy it.
Brains.
Shut up, Brian.
Brains!
Are you ready for Halloween? Have you got your flashlight for the trick-or-treat scene? Does your costume fit you? Don't want anyone to slip or fall. Have colors that are seen. Are you ready for Halloween?
Get ready for Halloween. Come on, get ready, get ready.
When you're at a party or walking the street, you must check the candy and decide what to eat.
Don't take a bite if there is something strange about the food at all.
Don't take a bite of the food.
Be sure it's safe and clean. Are you ready for Halloween?
Get ready for Halloween.
Stay close to home. Don't go out alone. Be safe. Have a fun Halloween.
Ha!
Better get ready. Ready for Halloween.
Go out alone.
Have a fun Halloween.
Are you ready for Halloween? Have you got your flashlight for the trick-or-treat scene? Does your costume fit? You don't want anyone to slip or fall. Have colors that are seen. Are you ready for Halloween?
Get ready for Halloween. Come on, get ready, get ready.
Are you ready for Halloween games? Do you know your address and you say both your names? If you get kind of scared or lost, just ask another mom to call home.
Just ask a mom to call home.
You know you've done the right thing, cause you're ready for Halloween.
Get ready for Halloween.
Stay close to home. Don't go out alone. Be safe. Have a fun Halloween.
Ha!
Better get ready.
Have a fun Halloween.
Bye.